Hello.
Hi, is Doyle available?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Julian, calling with Bank of Cardiff.
With who?
Bank of Cardiff, we're a private business bank.
Okay. Hold on.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
Is this Doyle?
This is Doyle.
Hi, Doyle. My name is Julian. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Hey, actually just looking to follow up on a finance offer that I mailed out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. We have you pre-approved based on your history with Wells Fargo Capital Finance. And based on that, I just wanted to follow up with the business, see how things are going, maybe see what kind of plans or projects you got coming up we can help you with. You're pre-approved with us for both equipment and capital. Are you guys looking to bring on any new equipment right now for the business?
No, not new, any new equipment, but I got a little bit of a problem with, we'll say, the IRS.
Okay, so you could maybe use some extra cash flow to take care of that business?
That's exactly right. That's what I'm thinking about.
Okay, how much you owe them?
Little less than $26,000.
Okay, it's not too bad. You're pre-approved for working capital financing, which is unsecured cash. You could use it for any general business purposes, and one of the biggest things that our customers use it for is the same thing as you. I can kind of have an idea of how much we can free up for you. What did you guys do in revenue last year?
I'd have to check. I don't know. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see if I can't find some kind of a report here. Figure this out here.
No problem. Can I talk a little bit while you're looking for that stuff?
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. The reason I'm asking is because our working capital programs are based on sales rather than credit. It's based a little bit on your credit, but as long as you can cash flow the note, we can get you some money. Do you have even if you don't have the exact number, do you have kind of a ballpark estimate roughly?
What do you want, gross or net?
Gross.
Total net income, $73,145.09.
How about gross, actually, is what I'm looking for?
That's what I'm saying, gross.
Okay, 73. I thought you said that was net.
No, gross, $731,450.
Ah, okay, that's a dramatically different number. Much better, yeah. Actually. Okay.
I said it different last time.
No, that I think I misheard. So typically we can free up around 10 to 15% of your gross annual income. So if you did $731,000 last year, we should be able to help you with your IRS business without a problem. Is that just from this past year or?
Well, that's actually, we had a couple bad years, and they just slapped a lien on it, and I've been making payments on it.
Gotcha.
We got it down to this, and I just like to get rid of it, and then if I could clear up a couple of little ones, we'd do that at all the same time.
Okay.
What's this interest rate going to run?
It's actually not an APR. There's no interest rate. It's a fixed cost loan, which actually works to your advantage because you don't have to figure out how much your payback is going to be. We tell you exactly what your payback is going to be. You know exactly what your payments are going to be, and you know exactly when your last payment's going to be. Does that make sense?
And there's, I guess we can figure it out. Wait, we can do that. All right.
Yeah, there's no APR. It's a fixed cost loan. So, we get you however much money we can get you, and then you know exactly how much you're paying back. So there's no hidden, with a line of credit, you're making your payments and you get charged interest every month. And, you never really know how much you're going to get charged unless unless you have a background in finance.
Well, then let me ask, I'm going to ask a very stupid question.
It's okay.
You're going to give me this money. Then how does your company make money?
Well, it's not free money.
You've got to be charging interest.
Oh, of course we charge interest, but it's a fixed cost interest. It's not like an APR.
Okay, all right.
So it's just calculated a little bit differently. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, have you looked into financing already, like from your bank?
I really haven't asked.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I did. The credit union, yeah, I did. I did. They wouldn't touch on kind of the lien.
Yeah, they kind of don't mess around too much with stuff like that, especially with small and medium sized businesses. But that's kind of exactly what we specialize in.
And that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get rid of that lien and then pull something out of that place and go somewhere else for financing.
Okay. How much did you say that you owe again?
It's under $26,000.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Could you use anything on top of that? Like if we were to get you more than $26,000, or is that pretty much cover your needs right now?
Well, no. If you could give me more and then figure it out, whatever. I don't know. Whatever I could get approved for.
Okay, cool. Ideally, when would you need it by? Just kind of as soon as possible?
And yes.
Okay. How would you rate your credit, Doyle?
Well, I would assume it's pretty good.
Last time you checked, it was pretty decent?
Pretty decent.
Okay.
I would say, because it scares people when they go in there and they check the lien, it pops up on the lien, and then that scares people, that scares banks away.
Exactly. It's like the first thing they see, I know. Okay, so you rate it pretty decent, just other than the tax lien, pretty much?
Yep.
Okay. Well, this is what I can do. Do you have a good email I can reach you at, Doyle?
What?
Do you have an email address I can reach you at?
Yep. Doyle@poolswelding.com.
Doyle@poolswelding.com. I'm going to send you a quick email, and I'll let you know exactly what we need right now. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your business bank statements, and then the previous year's tax return, and that's it.
All right.
Does it kind of sound like you have those things handy? Something that you can get me within the next like day or so, or?
I could probably get it within the next business day. All right.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a quick email, and I'll probably follow up with you tomorrow if I don't hear back, by tomorrow morning or something. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, Doyle. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone then?
Not really.
Okay, we'll talk soon then, okay? Appreciate your time, Doyle. We'll see if we can get you taken care of.
Thank you.
All right, my pleasure. Take care.
Bye.